Parshas Baloicha, the parsha of the Menorah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky remarks in the time of the Krah that it says Menorah four times in the parsha, twice Mole with Vav and twice Choser. He says because historically there was two Menorahs of Zav, the original Menorah of Shloima, but then in the times of the Chashmonaim, first they had a Menorah of Mateches, Shvudin Shel Barzel, then they switched it to Keses, and then again finally Zav. So there was two Menorahs of Zav, Mole, and there were two Menorahs that were made type of other materials. The Etzem Dik that it says Menorah four times, the Balaturim already tells on that it's connected as four in Yonim and Menorah. Ba'aloyzches aneiroyz, the Medrash starts off to explain, he brings the Pasuk in Daniel, Yoda ma b'chashoycha unahoyre ime sharia, be'emes, the Rabbi Nishlelim is kulay oyer. And the Medrash brings down, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, loy b'shvil sha'ani tzorech l'neiroyz, his articha l'neiroyz. Not that I need the light. Elo l'zakoyzchem. And it's a shayla that he read it, l'schuschem, that you should have schuyoyz, or is it l'zakoyzchem, shem en zayzoch, to make you pure. But either way, the matar of the oyer, of the menorah was fakert. And that's why the Medrash brings that the Beis HaMikdash was different, the chaloinois, shkufois, the way the chaloinois were, the way it's described in the Pesukim and Sefer Melachim, in Melachim Aleph, when it describes Shlaim HaMelech's, the surah of the chaloinois of the Beis HaMikdash, the derech of the matar of the chaloin is to let the light of the sun in. Over here, fakert, the matar of the chaloin was that it should shine out, that the oyer from the Beis HaMikdash would shine out to the belt. The oil would come and shine out to the belt. Ba'aloyzches aneiroyz, Rashi brings down, lo menischa to the parshas Nesiim, bro Aaron, all the Nesiim, and he was chol shadaitoi, the Rabbi Nishtoidem tells him, amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha, shelcha gedoyla mishalachem. It's a loshen of a shvua, chayecha shelcha gedoyla mishalachem. Mishalem. But there's a vart, it's read like this, chayecha, es geiter on the leaven, I see it's so important to you, it's like your life, then you're going to deserve chayecha gedoyla shelcha gedoyla mishalem. It's a yisoid in avodas Hashem, it's a yisoid in a relationship with the Rabbi Nishtoidem, if you show him that chayecha, that it's mamish and means to you all your life, then you're going to get, then as Abish is going to give you. If it's not chayecha, it's geiter and shtan and leaven, then not. Rabbi Zalman Meltzer used to say, vos is a masmid. Not 12 hours or 18 hours a day, and not 60 hour minutes to the hour, which is also two very important factors in time management of Hasmada. But the masmid is the pshat, what is the thing that he closes his gemara for? What's your cutoff line? What's your chayecha? This is what's gate on 11. And b'chlal, a person steiging has to be with such a chashivas. You know, if a person would take a pie and chart out the different priorities of what's important to them in life, you have to know where the mishagasim are and where the important things are. You can have a bachur who learns first day, the second day, the kumsa, the tzayit, the gansa, the tzayit. Mom, I'm going to talk with a farnem. Oh, but the highlight of his day is Bein Astor. Not Thursday. The highlight of his day is Bein Astor. You have to know where to put the chashivas, the shulcha, the chayechas, the gate on. Rashi says, Vaitav Ayaz, Kein Aroin, Malamit Shaloi Shino. There's many different shot. What does it mean, Malamit Shaloi Shino? The Svasema says it's a lotion of Shein, a Farshlofenkite. He didn't do it with a Farshlofenkite. He did it with a Lebedekite. The Chassam Seiger brings an interesting shot. Malamet Shaloshina, we know that the same time that they were madlik the menorah, there was haktaras ketoris, and every day they would offer the ketoris to someone else. There was a pious for the ketoris chadoshim la ketoris, because the ketoris is a school for ashiras, and therefore it was Indian that new kohen should always come and get it. Zot Chasam Sofer Vayas Kain Aaron Shaloshina, he never once switched to the ketoris. He always did menorah. He didn't take that opportunity.
How many kohanim were there?
What?
How many kohanim?
Aaron and Bonav. Pinchas afterwards, this guy.
Every
yeah, not that many, yeah. They say, Shaloi Shina. In another place, Shaloi Shina means even on the day that he was in Oinin, in the Shver Stamatzim. You know, he could have been Mavatim on that luck of that day. No. Shaloi Shina. The Malbim writes, in Bereshit it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer, Vayehi Oyer. And there's a fascinating diyuk, because in Gantz Seder of Meister Bereshis, we spoke about this Chanukah time also, that most all the time in the Psukim of Sidrei Bereshis it says Vayomer Elokim Yirakia Vayikain Kachay Aretz Deshe Vayikain. Azoyis Given. Appropriate would have been like all the other places Vayomer Elokim Yihoyer Vayikain, and it doesn't say Vayikain. It says Vayior. Because Chazal tells us that this is the or that the Rebbeinu Shlom created on the first day of the Bria, it's not the Shemesh. It's a special Ruchnistika or. Ra She'enoi Kedai, the Gonzoi. That's Tzadikim. He put he was going to. So the Ebrister was Meshane. He was Meshane the Bria. The Matora Mitchila the Bria was that it was supposed to be this or. And he was Meshane, so it wasn't by he came. It wasn't by he came. He was Meshane. He was Meshane the city of Rishis. Where was he going as the or? In the Torah and in the Menorah. The Menorah represents that or. Vayat Cain Aaron. Aaron brings back that oil. Vasvokist Afstein and Bereshit Vayhi Cain, and the Abishah was Meshane, Shmelamit Shvachi Shal Aaron Shaloi Shina. He wasn't Meshane. This Menorah brings down Taka, the oil Agonis. So it's Taka without the Shinoi, it's Vayhi Cain, Vayat Cain Aaron. Now the Torah of Adi represents the Torah, the Menorah of Adi represents the Torah, and it's brought down, there's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Petach Dvarecha Yo'ir, there's a Shein Remez, the Groh brings down. Pesach Dvarecha Yo'ir is up to Groh that the different halakim, components of the Menorah, are represented in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. There were Shiva Konim in the Menorah. There are seven words in the first Pasuk of Bereshis. There were 11 Kaftoirim on the Menorah. There is 11 Psuk, 11 words in the first Pasuk of Shmois. Pesach Varecha, the opening words of Yo'ir are represented in the Menorah. Pesach Varecha, Yo'ir. There's 9 Prochim, connected to 9 words in the first Pasuk of Vayikra. The Menorah was 18 Tfachim high, connected to 18 words in the first Pasuk, Sefer Bamidbar. And there were 22 Kevim, connected to 22 words in the first Pasuk of the Devarim. Pesach Varecha, Yo'ir. So there's an interesting Ha'ara, because you have the Hemshech and the Parsha, when it talks about Pesach Sheni, this is the second year, the first month. So, practically, Gemara Pesachim, the beginning of Bamidbar, the first Pasuk in Bamidbar is B'chodesh Hasheni. Ein Mokdim U'Mocher B'Torah, the Gemara says. The first Pasuk over here in Bamidbar is B'chodesh Hasheni. So, it's not in the right order. The Gemara has said, Ein Mokdim U'Mocher B'Torah. Oh, but it's interesting because they were saying it from the going that it has to be 18 words in the first Pasuk in Bamidbar. This pasuk only has 16 words, so it couldn't have been. We're asking that the pasuk should have started with this one. The teretz is up to the Muki Hagriv, Pesachim over there, on that Gemara. The Gemara says that the same way we hear, we know it was B'chodesh Harishon, it was Rosh Chodesh. It's because in the beginning of Amidra it says Be'echad L'Chodesh that it was Rosh Chodesh. Over here also we know that it was Rosh Chodesh. Now, if Baker, if the Torah would have started with this pasuk, so it would have said the words Be'echad L'Chodesh in this pasuk, then the right word would have been the right amount of words. It works out that then the Taka would have been the remnants of the 18 words. Why Taka is the Gzeir Shavah to teach you B'chodesh HaRishayim? So the Gemara says, I'm talking to teach you that 2 weeks before, Rav Shimon Gamliel Shi did, that 2 weeks before a person is supposed to already learn about the halachas, and this was on Rosh Chodesh, he's supposed to learn 2 weeks before the halachas of Karban Pesach. Now Rashi brings down this idea. Rashi says, B'emes, this parasha should have been B'Rosh HaSefer, because it's the Chodesh HaRishayim. Elosh Ein Mokdim Mocher B'Torah. According to Gemara Pesachim, and then Rashi continues. V'lama lei pasach b'zu. Of a fart, why not? Meaning, see, that's in Akasha. Ain't mukta mukta b'tayr. Lama kacha, right? No, here Rashi asks, v'lama why kacha? There it is, because it's the gnusin of Yisrael. They didn't want to start safe. I'm in mid with it. It's the gnusin of Yisrael that they the whole 40 years they weren't makar only this carbon case. So the shaila is, Rav Chaim Volozhin, what's Rashi asking for Lama like Pasuk B'zu? There's a rule. Ein Mokdim Mocher B'Torah. Other times Rashi brings Ein Mokdim Mocher B'Torah. It doesn't say Lama. So he suggests that it's a Rosh HaTavis. It's Vilafi Medrash Hagodah. Meaning first Rashi brings the Pasuk B'Shan and the Gemara that it's Ein Mokdim Mocher B'Torah. Ulafi Medrash Hagodah. Like the Agadah, the Pshat is that the Torah didn't want to start with this Parsha because all the 40 years in the Midbar they weren't Makar B'Korban Pesach.
Hagodah starts with Aleph, right?
What? Lafi Medrash Hagodah. Frektich the Shaila, Toysus asks in Kedushin Daf Lamed Zayin, and a lot of other Rishayim talk about this. Why Taka weren't they Makar of Karban Pesach all 40 years? So the Shaila is like this. The Torah says in Parshas Boy, V'hoyu kisavoyu el ha'aret, and you'll be makriv Karban Pesach. And it's a machloikis. Should kisavoyu el ha'aret be read to explain that the chiyuv of Karban Pesach is only when they come into Eretz Yisrael? In which case it would explain why they weren't makriv Karban Pesach the 40 years in the Midbar, but it would be hard to explain why they were makriv Karban Pesach this year, the second year in the Midbar. Right now, we're learning now, this Pesach Sheni was that first year they were in the Midbar, the Shana Sheni. Alternatively, kisavoyu el ha'aret could mean do the mitzvah right now, and then that schut you'll enter Eretz Yisrael. I say mitzvah zusha b'shvila tikkanis l'Eretz Yisrael, but then it becomes shver. So why taka? Weren't they makriv Karban Pesach all 40 years? Hazoi frek toisis and kedushin of lamed zayin with emam monoshach. If kisavoyu means that the tzivoy starts by kinesa l'aretz, why were they makriv this year? This year that we're holding in now. And if it's only when they enter Eretz Yisrael, if it's even when they were in the mitzvah, why taka weren't they makriv all the years? So toisis gives two tirutzim. One is that enechanani kisavoyu means that they were only mitzvah when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Why were they makriv this year? It was a tzahiras shoises. It was a special tzivoy. And the Meshech Chochma explained it was a special tzivoy because connected Avodah Zorah. It was the year right after the Chet HaEgel. And the matara of Korban Pesach is to go against Avodah Zorah. And that's why this year now they brought it connected HaEgel. And also the last year in the Midbar, right before they entered Eretz Yisrael, also there was a Korban Pesach. That's connected the Avodah Zorah of Pa'or. This was connected HaEgel. There it was connected. Connected part. Azoy zok the Meshech Chochma. Meidach Gisa Taisa brings another Mahalach Pumfaket that the Emes Tzivoy was already in the times in the Midbar. The reason all 40 years they weren't makar Karban Pesach is because they were Arelim. They were Arelim. Most of them weren't able to be Mal because Leinosh Meruach Tzvoinis, so there was no Mila, and they were Arelim. Some of them weren't. I guess it was a Miat of them. Maybe a Miat doesn't bring, which is what Taisa means. But he says because of Arelim. Now we have to understand, Rashi says the reason why Sefer Bamidbar didn't start with this parasha is because it's a gnus that they weren't makriv Karban Pesach. What's the gnus? Either they were Arelim, or because the chiyuv doesn't start till Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says you have a hagufa that they were stuck in the Midbar, what it is. That's the gnus. In the Chanami, the tzivah is only when you enter Eretz Yisrael, but it's the gnus in Shal Yisrael that they did the Echei Meraglim that got them stuck in the Midbar. If you learn that it's because they were Arelim, you could say even better. They were Arelim because Leinosh Meruach Tzvoinus. Why were Leinosh Meruach Tzvoinus? Because they were Menudah Lufnei Amokim. Why? Because either Chet Egel or Chet Meragel, Machlekes Rashi Toises, and Yivamis. But then it's a Gnus and Shal Yisrael. The Stipler has a different Mahalach. There's many other Mahalachim that I'm going to speak about. The Mahalach of the Stipler, we spoke about it in Parshas Boy, more Bar Chava. The Stipler says an interesting idea that Toises brings down in Pesachim Daf Gimel by the famous story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that he was in the Tzivin, and he nevertheless framed this goy that was trying to eat from Karban Pesach, and he told him, go ask for the Aliyah, and they asked him, "My hi," and they caught on that he's a goy. So Tosfos asked, why wasn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira himself oil the regal and bring the Karban Pesach? So Tosfos says, because he didn't have karka, one of the tzurtzim. And I'm writing much on this, but they state in Tosfos that if someone that doesn't have karka is potter from Karban Pesach. So Zok the Stipler, the first year that they were in the Midbar, they were on the way to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they were planning still to go in. So they were Yeshlam Karka, they have a source. But then came the Chet Meraglim when it was Mitzvah, when the Nigzar Aleihem, that they're all going to die in the Midbar. So this door, the door of Midbar, doesn't have a Chilik in Eretz Yisrael. So it's Einlam Karka. So they were potter from Karban Pesach these other years because of the tour of Einlam Karka. Pesach Sheni is a great sugya. One Nakuda will speak out. First of all, it's very Choshev Yisoid. The Pesach says, Loma Nigora. Same story we spoke in the beginning of the parasha. It's the gate they on 11. They're asking. I don't want to be left out. They want. If you mavakash, you misakash, you're stubborn that you want, the Eberstein will give you. And the parasha has a shame. There's one interesting mice. The famous machloikis minchas chinuch and the Avi Ezri Shach had a read of Rashi. It's a machloikis had what the niggin is. The minchas chinuch brings Rashi over here that there's no Isra of chametz by Pesach Sheni. There's no Isra of Chametz by Pesach Sheni for 7 days, except while you're eating it. While you're eating it, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. Right? Pesach Sheni, Matzah v'Chametz, Imoy v'Bayis, V'ein Shiyomtif, V'ein Isra Chametz, Elo Imoy v'Achilosei. While you're eating it, you're not allowed to eat Chametz. Why not? Why can't you eat Chametz? You're eating it with Matzah, also Shteita, but what can you eat with Chametz? So some people say it's a chatzitza, you're putting dover, you shouldn't eat chips also, potato chips, you shouldn't eat all the, what's this chametz? No, any food. And the Mechaz Chinuch asks, what's the makor of Rashi? Who stated the shas to achil that's also to eat chametz. So Rav Shach is stark choylik in the Zagoyis and the Mitzvah Chinuch. He says you read the Rashi differently. There ain't Isra chametz. There's no Isra chametz at all. Ella, rather, even while you're eating it, you can eat the chametz. Mamash ander nigger. Ella, fakir. There's no Isra chametz. Even while you're eating the Karam Pesach, you can eat the chametz. So Machloikis had to read the Rashi. When the pasuk says the dinim about Karam Pesach, but someone's v'derech hachoika, there's a pasuk over here. There's a drush that I heard, sigh from Rabbi Kiva Eger and sigh from the Goyim, that each one said it with a different nusach, also with a different nigger, the devart. But the word is like this: is Yisoid Va'isha Shehu Tahar Uvaderech Lo Yihaya. A person has to know if he wants to stay Tahar, he shouldn't go on the Derech. A person goes on the Derech, he goes outside and he starts seeing things and getting Mushpa, he's not going to stay Tahar. Va'isha Shehu Tahar, what's the way to stay Tahar? Uvaderech Lo Yihaya. Nowadays, at one time, you can stay in the Beis Medrash and you're traveling all over the place. But over here it says, Va'isha Shehu Tahar Uvaderech Lo Yihaya. The way to stay Tahar is to stay in the Beis Medrash. Ashra Yoshev Bisechna, to stay in the Beis Medrash. Then they bring a raya, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Omer Rav Yosi ben Kisma, Pam achat, hayiti mahalach baderech. Upagashti ademechat, v'omer li, the Meisit comes and he tells him, come to us, I'll give you a lot of money, he doesn't want. I don't know why, he should take the money and make the yeshiva. Sach mahalach, and then must, what is the deal over here? Chaim Elosha makes the deal. Pam achas! One time he went out. The whole time he was in his marriage. One time he went out the door. Just comes ready to Mesas. Offering him ideas. Maybe come move here, go here, do this. Pam achas. The Gros says the same story, but he says it differently. He says, V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech. You think it's such a thing? You can stay vaderech? Loi ha'ya. V'ha'ish asher hu tahar uvaderech means the zdozazach. The pasuk continues. Loi ha'ya. It's nishdozazach. The way to stay is not to be baderech. The emes is you have the hemshech. You're the next chelik of the parsha, but it's connected. It says, "Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Alpi Hashem Yisoh." So there's a merit of the Gevorot from the Sakhmer Rebbe. It says, the emes, the Gemara says in Tainus that even when a person is chelik bedrochen, you have to learn. The Gemara brings that when a person is chelik bedrochen, you should learn b'kiyus. You shouldn't learn b'iyan, because of the tir de saderech, you're going to get farblunjit. Some say you'll get farblunjit in the derech. Some say chaval on the sugya, you're going to get farblunjit in the sugya. You're on the bein when you're on the derech. But it says, the Gemara says, hola migros, hola yuni, the Gemara says, because what was the story? The Gemara says in Tainus that the brothers, Yosef told the brothers, al tirgus uva derech, there's many kshotim. One pshat is, don't learn. In fact, the Gemara, don't learn. Avad you have to learn on the derech. Shnayim shi, ha'yu hochem baderech. Ve'en b'neim de b'reitoyra, ru'uyim li sorek. So the Gemara says, hola migros, hola yuni. The key is, you should learn bein. Aber the emes is if a person was able to, then it's supposed to be like they say in bechukoisai teilechu, and Rashi says shetiyu ameilim b'toyra. That even when it's teilechu, not with a packet of shnayis, the same ameilus on the gate of the derech, it should be with the same ameilus when you're able to. So the Sfar Rebbe said, he said that's the pshat. Alpi Hashem yachanu, alpi Hashem yisoh. They had the anani kovid. In the times of the midbar over here, when the dora midbar had the anani kovid, it was alpi Hashem yachanu, alpi Hashem yisoh. It was the same shtaiging over there. There wasn't have to be a chilik. Now is the key, now is being, now we're traveling. It was all the same. It's one, ain't gone. It's one gone. What didn't make a difference? Traveling, not traveling. They once asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he used to travel a lot to Yerushalayim to be a Sandik. Not much a big trip. Someone asked him to be a Sandik. So they asked him, what's with Bittul Torah? He says, Chlan of the Veg. He said, what's with Bittul Torah Be'echas? No Chilik in the Echas. Zelbigalern, Api Hashem Yach, Api Hashem Yisoh. The same learning is any matzah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz on the boat after Shanghai, when they're coming, I think they went to America first. When he was on that boat, he learned Shev Shmaitzah. He wrote a whole kuntras on Shev Shmaitzah. And there's a Maisa Shahayah that they say that there was a bachur standing at the railing of the ship. They were on this boat for a while, for a few weeks. And this bachur says, where are we? Who's the enemy? Shmait the Gimel Perek Zayin, right? Shmait the Gimel Perek Zayin. Alpi Hashem Yachnu, Alpi Hashem Yisoh. No, same gang. Shiva of David Mann, Katzal. He was nifter a few years ago. He was very sick. Lived Soif Yomav. Shiva of Kfar Chassidim. He was very sick, and they lived in the north. He was in in Haifa, the Rambam hospital, Rambam, it's called. Namanami, it's called the Rambam hospital. So anyways, he was mamash unconscious, mamash the last few days. And he woke up at one time, there was a few family members around him. And he said, "Where am I?" And he said, "In Rambam." He said, "Velcha Rambam, Velcha Rambam." He couldn't learn it, Rambam. Yitzu mehar Hashem derech shloishes yomim. And then you have here the ma'isa, the parsha by Yehi ben Tzoya ha'orim. By Yehi ben Tzoya ha'orim. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Kuf Tezayin, by Yehi ben Tzoya ha'orim, parsha zu asei l'cho ha'kodesh bor, osu l'cho ha'kodesh bor, hu simonimus, malmal l'mata. There's two upside down nuns. And the Indian is because it's to be meramez that parsha zu ain't zem ha'koyimu. And the first one explained, it's really not supposed to be here. It's supposed to be 50 parshias back. Parshias means, you know, stamach and pay, not the sedras of the week. But 50 parshias back is in the beginning of Bamidbar, when it's discussing, describing how the Shvatim would travel, and in the middle, then the Oil Moyed would travel, and over here, Vir was supposed to be, it's 50 parshias back, was supposed to say these two psukim. And it was put over here, because the Nun is to tell you that it's Angel Makoyma. That's one on the Yomid. Rebbe Yomid, no, Leimin Hashem Muzeh, El Lelami Chesefer Choshev Bifnei Atzmai. The Gemara says Kipshute that there are seven. We think there are Chamisha Chom Sheitera. There are only seven. Chotzva Amudeh Shiva. The Gemara says the Ashen of the Pasuk. Chotzva Amudeh Shiva. There are seven Sforim. Bereishis Shmoyis VaYikra. Bamidbar Tul VaYehiben Soya. VaYehiben Soya Alei. The Hemshach of Bamidbar. And then Dvar. The Rosh Hashanah asks whether there's 26 Sifrei Tanach, not 24. The Gemara spells out that there's not five Sforim. There's seven. It's okay. The Bezei Tanach is 26. But that's the Machloekus of it. Now the Gemara explains if it's not Mekoymoy, so what is it doing here? The nuns are supposed to show you that it was supposed to be 50 parshiyos back. Now, halacha l'maisa, most Sifrei Torah, all Sifrei Torah I've seen, have an upside down nun right before Vayimen Tzayin, an upside down at the end, two psukim later. The Chubas Naid Behuda brings a marshal that says different. He says, Chas v'shalom, to put an extra nun, and certainly not upside down, and it's possible to say for Torah. What it means is that the nun of Bin Soya, the nun of the word Bin Soya should be upside down, and the nun of the Nuchoy, the nun should be Hafucha, not an extra nun. And the nun of the Shtar Choylik and Klai, so it's not like that. Everyone has, Sifrei Torah have a separate nun. The Chumash of Yosef, they printed it, a nun Hafucha. And the Sforim talk about the nun Hafucha, it's Grace and Yonim Kabbalah, 50, as we said, the Menorah, we spoke in the beginning about the different parts of the Menorah, the Goyin explained that the Emes, the different parts of the Kaftarim, the Gevim, the Prochim, if you add all of them up, the Shivakonim, it adds up to 49. And then the Kuf HaMenorah Alein, that's the 50th. That was Moshe Rabbeinu was Neskashe with Asiyas HaMenorah. It means with the Kuf HaMenorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu knew 49. He didn't know Batachsereyu Ma'atme Elikin. He didn't know the 50. And the Nun represents that 50 that's representing the Soidis Nisgavim over here. But I saw an interesting shot in the Kliyokar. Kliyokar says a different shot. He says a Nun is a fish. Nun in Aramis, Anuna. Nun is a fish. It says the tev of a fish, as I read the Kliyokar, the tev of a fish is that it swims out deep into the ocean. It never swims back towards the shore. The fish, the swim, yeah, it swims out. It swims. And Klai's over here, the reason of the Nun is that it was a Peronis, Lahapsik ben Peronis, Peronis. What's the Peronis? That they were noyig like a Tinat Shebereth and Beis HaSefer. They feared like a Nun Hafucha. They feared like the opposite of the fish. The fish never is mavater. He's going biter deeper and deeper. And they fear the chandish. That's the nun afuch over here. It's lahapsik ben akronius. It's representing that nakuda. Person has to kaseder bishoyif to go deeper.
Second
one is the center. No.
The third son, why it's.
Yeah, what's that? We're putting that together. Yeah. Vayishma Moshe Sa'om Boichel Mishpachoisov, the Pasuk says. Famous Maral. Maral asks, why were they Boichel Mishpachoisov? Rashi brings that they were Nesar on Arayat. Correct the Maral, why were they Nesar? Gershon is Gayer Kekotan Shinoi L'Domi. So if Gershon is Gayer Kekotan Shinoi L'Domi, why Taka were they Nesar on Arayis? It's not relative, they're not related to each other. So it's a famous Maral. He says that Mibal was Kofalim Harkegigis. Different ways to be Mazmin is Maral, but Mibal, it was Kofalim Harkegigis. Some say the Nakuda of the Kfir, and some say the part of it was Kofalim, so it was Biyachan. Everyone together. It was a different kind of a Geiris, either because it was Kulam under the same kippah, or a different Nakuda. The fact that it was Bal Korchai, but other Azoy, it's Mazmin that it's a different Gedder of Geiris, the Geiris of Matan Torah. It's like Arbat Anish. And by the Geiris of Matan Torah, there was a Shinoi L'Domi. That's why it's Boichel Mishpacha Yisrael. Zayz like tomorrow. Move on. You have the Hemshach of the Parsha. Moshe and Aaron and Miriam. But the Tzadar Miriam and Aaron. They spoke about Moshe. And Chazal talked by Rikas over here about the Lashon Hara. The next parasha that the Meragim didn't learn, Musar, about Lashon Hara. So read the Chasugi from Lashon Hara. So remember that the Pella, Rabbi Chanan has the Kasha, the Vikuach over here that Aaron and Miriam were saying, V'chi'ach v'rak, v'moshe diber Hashem, haligam bonu diber. They were contesting that their Dargav of Nevuah was the same as Moshe's. And the Pasuk answers back, no, v'yem Hashem, Pisoim el Moshe, Bel Aaron, Bel Miriam, to all of them, and he called them in, and the Amish that says, how could you compare it to Moshe? Pale, Pale, Dabar, Boy, Gemara, Bel Ardechidus. One of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is different. It's fundamentally a different Gedder of Nevuah. It's a separate Ikra in the Cheshboy. It's a Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna. It's an Ikra of Amuna that it's a different Nevuah. So Miriam is L'chaira, when she was contesting that in the beginning, it's Kfira. It's not Lashon Hara. It's not only Lashon Hara. It's a Shailah Kfira. So Rabbi Chanan explains, Moir de Gazach, he says, Abad, it's one of the Yudim al-Ikram, and it's kfira to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nehu is Shoveh to Aaron and Miriam's, or other Northern Nevi'im. But where was that Mishadish? That was Mishadish in this parasha now. When Miriam was being Moirid, it wasn't Chlorian. The Abish that was Mishadish, that Ikar of Amunah now, in this parasha. So her Nidin was a Nidin was Lashon Hara. The Shmuz over here, Mitzad Miriam, was Lashon Hara. Then it was Mishadish Taka, this Yisoy, this big Yisoy, it's an ikar of mamuna that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is b'yisoyid cholikitz b'aspaklari ha'meira. Now there's an interesting pasuk over here, right after it says that Aaron and Miriam says ach b'moshe diber halaygan bonu diber. It's the same as Reagan. And then the pasuk l'chayra interrupts v'ha'ish Moshe onav me'oid mikoil ha'odom asher al pnei adam. And then it goes that the Rav Shlom called him and said that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is different. In Rambam, explained to Prokem, he's Masbir, and there's a big arichas on this Nakuda, that this is, it's not a coincidental detail that Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova is mentioned over here. The Anova of Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of the Dargas Nevuah. Not a schar even, but a metzias of it. Why? Because Be'emes, in Rabbeinu Shleiman, is Moli Chalor, it's Kvoidai, and before the Briya Bechlal, before Zman was created Bechlal, it was Kula Yachdusa Yisbarach, and then there's a concept called Tzimtzum, which, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam made it ki'ilu that there's a world over here that it looks like and we feel like it's a world, and then there's a Maariv Gevart from the Baal Shem Tov. It says Ein Sur Kelikenu Chazal Darshan Ein Sayer Kelikenu, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the biggest painter, the biggest artist, because you can have an artist where you paint something and it's only a painting and you look at it, mamish looks real. And that's what the Rabbeinu Shlom did. It really looks real. It looks real. But it's really not. It's really Kula Yisbarach. And it's the Chofbeis Oisius manifesting themselves in Viriya Seifanim. And it really looks real. Ain't Tzayir Kelikein. Ain't Tzayir Kelikein. It's a deep concept. But Akoponim, to be able to be mastered the Rabbeinu Shlom, the more Megushim someone is, so that's a Mechitza. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Aspaklari Hami'ira, because of the lack of mechitza thereof. But that's because Va'ish Moshe Onov Mikola Adam Ashal Pnei Adam. Anov is not just Ich bin Agarnish, Ich bin Agarnish. That's a Shemai Bal Gaiva. Aber Zogin Ich bin Agarnish. Aber the Bacha came to Navardik first day. He sees Bacha going around. Ich bin Agarnish, Ich bin Agarnish. So he walks in, he says, Vil Machanoch, Ich bin Agarnish, Ich bin Agarnish. Ain't Tov Bistadon, 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 Ain't Tov Bistad It's avoda. Like upon him. The anova of Moshe Rabbeinu is the siva, the shayrish, the makar of the fact that he's able to be masig achdus v'yisbarach on such a high level of aspaklari amira. That's why it's connected by ish Moshe onov mikol ha'adam. There's another pshat that the fact that he was onov mikol ha'adam has to do with the fact that the same way he's able to have the hakara of achdus v'yisbarach because of his anova, he's able to see the gevaldik darg of selam alikim in every single person. And that's what's enabling to be onov. Onov mikol ha'adam.
And mikol ha'adam from.
What?
From kol ha'adam. Through the fact that.
Ah, it's nachavar. Yeah, good. There's another very interesting idea, the Orsameach, in Hilchas Shuva, has a big arichas. It's a ganze sugya farzach. The end of it is Meshach Shaykh to the Nakud over here, of Ish Moshe Onov Ma'oid. He talks over there, it's a fascinating shtickel in Orsameach. He talks about Bechira and Yediya. Everyone knows. Is that dog, yeah?
It's territory.
Yeah. Lom Fabir. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Hey brings down a fascinating dilemma, question of how it stems that on one hand the person is a Baal Bechira, and Avada, that's true, and on the other hand, the Rabbi Shalom knows everything already. He's Yedeya HaKoyel. And how does that stem? And he brings a big Arichas over there in Ar Sameach. Various mahalchim from Kadmoinim and Mekubolim and different mahalchim in the sugya. The Rambam Alein, when he asked the Kasha in Parakeh, said that if you want to know what the teretz for the steer between Bechira and Yediya, you have to go back to Perak Aleph Hilchas Yisoyed HaTorah, where we explain that the Rabbeinu Shlalom is the Yediya. It's not that there's a Rabbeinu Shlalom and he has a Yediya. He is the Deya, he is the Yediya, he is the Das. And that doesn't answer the question, he says, but you have to understand that's where it's coming from. And the Ravid, of course, is Shtar Choylik. Because if you're leaving the question open, better not to have asked it, then the Rabbi Taka says an attempt in Teretz. And he talks about Rikos over there about him. Now, it's interesting, he says in Moshe, Dar Sameach, that he says, Moshe Lamad Aradim, when he's going to the various Mahalchim and I'm slugging them back and forth, he says, if you have a Moshe of two people that are trying to be miskaset, one beged that's large enough for one of them, Be'etim, Ad Kamad, you're going to try to be Mechasa one, it's going to be Megala on the other. So Ad Kamad, you're going to try to work out the Sugi and say, okay, so Bechir is Azoy and Azoy. But then Yediya gets the head of it. So he says, Be'etim, not possible. One other interesting Nakuda he brings. One of the basic Mahalchim he brings, which we're not doing justice to, but he brings the idea that the Rabbeinu Shlalom is not in control. We have the Bechira. The pshat that he has the Yediya is because he pushes the Rabbeinu Shlalom is the Malam and Azman. So at the same time that he's looking now at Yud Zayin, Sivan, Tavshin Ayin, hey, he also sees Kriyas Yamsa, the Korban Beis HaMikdash, the obvious Moshe Rabbeinu, and hear me, he sees everything all at the same time, and also Tavshin Ayin Zayin, he sees that also. And he's Bechlal not Shaykh Tazman, and therefore so he's Yodea, but it's not, we have the Bechira. And he's very adamant about that. But again, he keeps on saying, but okay, there's the similar Yiddish, if you're taking away from the Yodea. But he's Masbrit at one stage with that Nakuda, and if I understood correctly, he brings a very interesting mice, he brings a Yerushalmi. Brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Beinonim, right, the Tzadikim on Nidda on Rosh Hashanah, the Roshoim also on Rosh Hashanah, the Mavis, and the Beinonim Atluim until Yom Kippur. So, Frek the Yerushalmi. Frek the Yerushalmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roya Sanoilah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. What is he waiting for Yom Kippur for? He knows. Which means he knows what the Beinonim is going to do. So, he could already give the Beinonim the din on Rosh Hashanah. If he knows the Beinonim is going to do Tshuva, and the Masak, and he can give him the tzaddik, and if he doesn't, he's royal sonoilah. So it's a murder because I was afraid of Yerushalmi, empathy Yerushalmi, Basher Hushan, which is a whole sugi by itself. But the Arsamet says, at Kamenet Yerushalmi was asking that he's royal sonoilah, why is the kasha, therefore, that you can punish the Beinoni already for the fact that he's not going to do tshuva? Pumfaker, don't punish him because it was already a written scroll to begin with, so it's not his fault, because he didn't have Bechir. So he says, Afad, no, she said, Yerushalmi never meant to ask, he didn't have Bechir. That is, a person is Bechiri. The Yediya is because of the Malam and Azman. Again, that's one of many Mahalchim that he has. That's not the Shmuz now. What's Negev for us now is that he brings at the end of the Shtikl, Dar Sameach, from his Zayda, Rav Hanani Akoyim. He says like this. After he established this Nakuda, that the whole Machus of the Bria is for the person to be the Bechira. That's what he's here for. That's the Matara. We're not Malachim. We have Bechira, and that's the Ikra Matara. To make Kvod Yisborach Durch the Bechira. So he said, that's what it means, Ish Moshe Onav Ma'oyid, Mikoyla Adam HaShal Panei Adama. He says, how can Moshe Rabbeinu be an Onav? Onav means, He's Makar Malosai, so he knows he's Mushpel more than all the other people than everyone else, Malpani Adam. He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu's Darga of Nevuah, and his Darga of Asobin Rabbeinu Shalom was such, as said, Gefelt in Bechira. He says, Sharfel, the Shoinus there, he says, he wasn't the gay by him, Emuna, he was beyond that. It's Sharfel is Choyus, but Akoponim, the Nekuda. It was less than a gay of him, the Bechira, and that's the Ikra Mechus and the Mator of the person. Asher Al Pnei Adam, he wasn't Al Pnei Adam, he was Shmeini, he was Himmelmik. Obviously, he's the biggest honor because he realized every other year he has a bigger opportunity to be boicher. That was the nakuda of the anova of the Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, but it's a sugi arucha and hilchas tshuva perakei ba'al lemaaseh.
Say, okay.
Yeah. One more sugi, I want to chaperayim. Miriam, because of lashon hara, right? We spoke before that it was a topic of lashon hara. So she was a mitzvahs, and she was the hesker shiva yomim. So the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Beis asks, Miriam, me his gira. Who was the one that was masking Miriam? You need a coin. So who is it? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Zohar. He's not a coin. Elamai Aaron. Aaron is a brother. The Korib, Mishnah says in the Goyim. Ain't Korib Royas on a Goyim. You can't. A Korib can't see the Goyim either. So who was masking? Moshe Rabbeinu is not a coin. And Aaron is a brother. Ella, Dr. Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch was a coin. And HaKadosh Baruch was the one that was masker. It was a grace of covet to Miriam. He was masgira. He was cholta. He was poitra. The Rabbi Yishlam. Frechtem Arsha. Zvochem. Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu was a czar. And Aaron is a coin, but he's a brother. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a brother. As I Frechtem Arsha. Interesting to sort of cash and pshat and hilchas pshat. He was also not a coin. What's art when the Gemara says he wasn't a coin? Tarvai is no big. He's not a coin and he's a brother. The Gemara wants to go back to the Moshe Rabbeinu is not a coin, even though Aaron is a brother. Or the Mashal practice for a cash. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a brother. Moshe has another kasha that Pinchas could have done it. It's a machlekes if Pinchas was already a coin. Some say he only became a coin later by Zimri, but if you learn that he was already a coin, machlekes in the Sugi there in Zvachim Gufa. So why can Pinchas eat? He says because he was a Shlishi B'Sheni, he was a second cousin, it's his great aunt. Whatever, it's also Korva, he goes into the Cheshbon. What's a Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is also a brother. So there's one Mahalach, it's interesting. You know, by Dine Momenis, a person could say Nemon Alai. Nemon Alai Abba, Nemon Alai Avicha, Nemon Alai Shlishi Rai Bakr. There's a concept of Dine Momenis, Nemon Alai. But Avad, this is only by moments. In Dina Nefoshes, there's no Zazach. A guy's being done for Tzicho, for Chil Shabbos, or for what's it called? There's no music of saying Nemon Alai. Nemon Alai. In Momenis, Hefker Bez Nefker, Momen Nitin L'Mechila, so there's a concept, Be'etzim Iker Adin, that it's called Nemon Alai. It creates Edis. It's a Shaila, if it's Mamish Edis, would there be a Parsha of Edim Zoymimin? If an Nemon Alai Abba, Dika Eid, was found Zoymimin, Mimono Yisim, it's Chal in the Parsha of Kasha Zoymimin, it's the regular Din of Edis. Or to deny that, you have to know it's a shayla machlek zachreinim. Oh, but it's the musik neman alai. But by dinu nefoshes is nisht. Oh, but by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the rabbi nishleim, it says b'chol beisi nemanu. He was neman be'etzim. By Moshe Rabbeinu, neman alai could it be even by an ach? So there wouldn't be a psul korva. It's a chiddush. Moshe Rabbeinu about nishke passed a psul korva. I saw once in a sefer that missing me to oisvagen azazachin, but the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a brother. He was after he went up to Shemayim already. He was. Under a Madrega, Sverre is organizer. Oh, but it's a famous word from the Ashtroth to Goyim. We mentioned earlier in the Shir that the Maral asked that how could a Klal Yisrael that says Boichel and Mishpachosev, why were they related to each other? Gers, Kakotin Shanoi Ladami. So no one was related to anyone anymore. So he explained because Kopalei Marke Gigas was a different Gers. Zok to Ashtroth to Goyim, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't underneath the mountain, he was on top of the mountain. Aaron and Miriam are still brother and sister, even though they were both Megayer by Mount Tyre. But the Maral explains that everyone was underneath the Har Kigigas, everyone is still related. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Mamalim and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in that Cheshna, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Egin Agegas. Moshe Rabbeinu was not a brother of Miriam anymore. That's the Gemara Zog, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishkin Koyim. And Aaron blacked out.